Ezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Nun Hei Maseches Brachos. We are up to the 54th daf in Shas, and we pick up on the first wide line on Nun Hei Amen Aleph. The Gemara told us on Nun Dalit Amen Beis that there are three things that a person should extend. One is his tefillah, number two is his table, and number three is the time that he spends in the bathroom. We're up to the second of the rules, and that is at his table. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi already told us, Hamarech al Shulchano means that someone who sits by his table for a long time encourages poor people to come by so that he could share with them. Hamarech al Shulchano says, the Gemara Dilma Asi Anye Vilovle, because a poor person might come and he'll have the opportunity to give him. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, HaMizbeach Eitz Shalosh, Amos Gevov Arko, Shtayim Amos, Umiktsaosav Lo, Va'arko Vikirosav Eitz. The Pasuk in Yecheskel describes the dimensions of the Shulchan. Uksiv, as well, the Pasuk says, in concluding that parsha in Yecheskel, Vaidaber Elayzeh HaShulchan HaShelefnei Hashem, analyzes the Gemara, Pasach B'Mizbeach V'Siyim, B'Shulchan. It started off with the Mizbeach, and it concluded with the Shulchan. How do we explain that quandary? Why do we start off specifically with Mizbeach and conclude with Shulchan? Rabbi Achan, Rabbi Lazar, Darim Tevayah, Kozman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Mizbeach, Mechaper al Yisrael. To emphasize that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, then the sacrifices that were brought on the altar for served for atonement. And now a person's table serves kapara. Now, how could food on one's table serve as a kapara? The answer is that he uses it not for himself, but also to give to others. Asks the Gemara, the third thing on the list was spending time in the bathroom, more time in the bathroom. Says the Gemara, what? That sounds really, really, really strange. Is that an advantage? But then we learn a braisa. There are 10 things that bring a person to... There are 10 things that bring a person to bowel sickness, says the Gemara. Ha'ochel alekanim, someone who eats the leaves of reeds, vale gafanim, and the leaves of a vine, velulge gafanim, and the branches of a vine, umorine vehema, and any part of the meat of an animal that's not smooth, vishidro, and the spine of an animal, of shell dag, specifically of a fish, vidagma liach shein vushal kalkar sarko, and salted fish that hasn't been appropriately cooked, vashoza shimra yayin, and the string, the sediment of wine, vamekaneach besidu vacharsis, and someone who wipes himself from excrement with some type of clay. Take a look, Rashi and Shabbos and Pealif speaks about a piece of clay that wasn't sterile, and someone who cleans himself from a cleaning rack that had been used by his friend. And the last opinion is the one that's interesting for us, and that is that someone who's in the Beis HaKise more than necessary. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Ha demarech v'toluy, ha demarech v'lo toluy. One case is talking about someone who stays there for a longer period of time, but he's leaning on his knees. In other words, he's not fully sitting. However, if he's not tallu, if he's not hanging on his knees, but rather he's sitting, that's the case of Rav. Of course, the Gemara is not talking about spending an extended period of time, but not rushing out. That it's healthier to not to rush out, but to take the necessary time. As a woman officer told, Matronusa refers to a person of royalty of upper class. She said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah, "Panecha domim lemegadle chazirim ulermalve beribis. Your faces appear like those who raise pigs and those who lend money." Rashi explains that her intention was the following: both those who raise pigs as well as those who lend money for interest don't have to work very hard. Your faces show that you don't have to work very hard. And your face also has that shine. Amaleim Nusa, he said, believe me, Lididi Tarvayu Asirin, that the reason that I look so healthy and happy is because there are two things that are prohibited to him. Ella, in other words, says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, that both of these things, to raise pigs, we know, is also, that's a mission above a kama. And Malvi Baribis is a Isser Doraisa Parshas Kiseitse. But rather, what's the reason? There are 24 Bate Kise, place to go to the bathroom between my house and the Beis HaMedrash. And when I go to yeshiva, I stop off at all of them. In other words, another example of being Marich, the Beis HaKise. The Gemara previously had told us from Rav Yehuda three things that extends a person's life. Now the Gemara tells us the opposite. V'amar Rav Yehuda, 12 lines into the Y in Nunheimat Aleph, Shoshet Var Mekatron Yomov Ushnoisav Shal Adam, there are three things that shorten a person's life. Mishnah Sefer Torah Likros Ve'enekore, someone who's given a Sefer Torah to read and he doesn't read from it. Koshel bracha levarech ve'ena mevarech, he's given a kos to make a bracha on and he doesn't make a bracha. Va'manig atzmo birabonus, and someone who places himself in a leadership position over people. Sefer Torah likvos ve'ena kore, as well as being given a Sefer Torah and not reading from it. That was the first example we had given. Now we find the mekar dechsiv ki hu chayecha v'arech emecha. It, the study of Torah, is what lengthens your life. Kol shel bracha levarech ve'en mevarech, tesiv avarechacha mevarechecha. Excuse me, I mixed that up with another pasuk. Va'avarecha mevarechecha. About Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those who bless you, they will be blessed. Rashi explains that someone who benches gives a bracha to the Baal Abayis, and therefore they ultimately are going to be blessed. And someone who makes himself a leader over others, acts like a leader. Because he had made himself a leader over the brothers, for that matter, all of Egypt. And another teaching that Rav Yehuda said, name of Rav, Shloshet Tzrichim Rachamim, Melech Tov, Shana Tova, V'Chalom Tov. There are three people or incidences that one needs to ask Rachamim mercy for. For a good king, for a good year, Melech Tov, Shana Tova, V'Chalom Tov, and for a good dream. Melech Tov, what's the source of Siv Palgei Mayim Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, that the heart of a king is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shana Tova Dichsiv, it says in Parsha Sekev, Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bamei Reishis HaShana Va'ad Acharis Shana. It requires the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. I'm recording this the night before Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that for Shana Tova, for a good year, one needs to daven really for Rachamim, and those who are listening will be listening to this before the Zman of Oshana Rabbah, before the Gzar Din, possibly even right around Yom HaKippurim time. This Gemara should be ma'orer us to beg even more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachamim. Chalom Tov Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Zachlimenu Uschayeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who causes my Chalomos, as well as causing me to live. Wow, I just realized that Taka, this daf, is for Erev Yom HaKippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be ma'orer us l'rachamim meruvim. This Maimer Chazal is also consistent with another one that we just quoted over here. We quoted the Pasuk Mereishis Hashana Va'ad Acharis Shana. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin points out that Mereishis Hashana is spelled without an Aleph. Roshis Hashana. Says the Gemara, those who start the year Rosh, in the end, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the year successful. Rosh means to make themselves low and to be marbe b'tachanunim. I heard from Rav Yaakov Katschlita, who's davening in Yom Noraim, has inspired many, that if a person feels that he's entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means to make himself low, to feel that he's entirely connected, and thereby he's able to truly tap in to be mevakesh rachamim, as our Gemara describes. So according to what Rav Katz described, that the rush doesn't only mean to be marbe b'tfila, but a person really feels that he's poor without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we will be able to truly tap in during these Yom Noraim to the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shoshet Dvar Machriz Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Again, very appropriate for a daf on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Yom HaKippurim. I read this Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you listen to this on Erev Yom HaKippurim. There are three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to a person and destines for a person. Ve'elu hein, ra'av, chas v'chalila, hunger, v'sova, or plenty, u'parnes tov. In this context, that means a good leader, parnes tov. Ra'av, dichsiv, how do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu particularly cries out the psak himself of hunger? Yosiv ki kara Hashem l'ra'av. Elisha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out for ra'av. Sova dichsiv v'karasi el hadogan v'irbeisi oso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is quoting Yecheskel, that he calls out for rain and increases it. Parnes tov dichsiv a good leader v'yom Hashem Moshe lema re'e karasi v'shem b'tzalo. I called b'tzalo by his name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma does it. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Eim Amid in Parnes HaTzibur El Kein Nimlachim B'tzibur. You only appoint a leader after consulting with the tzibur. Shenema ru'u kar v'shem Hashem v'shem b'tzalo. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Moshe hodun lecha b'tzalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even consulted with Moshe Rabbein. Ru'u, see. In other words, he was consulting with Moshe about his decision. Moshe didn't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's question. If you think it's right, certainly I should think it's right. Nevertheless, go and tell them. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, is Betzal appropriate? Lo kol shekein. If it's acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly it should be acceptable to us. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Yom Rabbi Yonasan, Betzalel, al shem chachmaso nikra. He was called Betzalel because of his chachma. B'shosh amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, leich amar lo l'Betzalel, asei li mishkan aron v'kelim, halach Moshe v'afach. This is quoted in Rashi in Parshas Pekudei, that the tzivui was first the aron. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the tzivui, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave it in the Torah. However, our Gemara records that even though in Parshas Truma it has the Aron first, and that's how we have the original Tzivui, our Gemara starts out saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Bezalel, make me a Mishkon Aron V'kelim. Back into the Gemara. Halach Meshe V'afach. We mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Truma switched it around. Va'amar lo asa aron v'kelim u'mishkan. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu minhago shel olam adam bone bayis v'achar kach machnis socho kelim. Va'ata omer li aseli aron v'kelim u'mishkan v'kelim. Shani ose leicha nachnisem. Bezalel was confused. He said, when a person makes a house, does a person first put... Shema kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bezalel said, maybe this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you. Asay mishkan aron v'kelim. Amar lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed. Shema Bezalel kel ha'yisav yodata. It seems like you were in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you knew this. Amar v'yud amar rav yodehoi Bezalel tzar v'oisi yashinivu ben shemayim v'aretz. Bezalel knew to put together the letters that created the heaven and earth. Ksiv hacha v'yimala osa ruach alikim. In regards to Bezalel, it's described as someone who is full of the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, b'chochma b'svuna v'das. K'siv hasam Hashem b'chochma yisad aretz konen shemayim b'svuna. U'k'siv b'daito t'homos nivko. So we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world both with t'vuna, that's how he was yisad aretz and konen shemayim, and the t'homos were b'daito, and both of those things are what was given to Bezalel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives wisdom to those who already have wisdom. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, Yahiv Chachmasa L'Chachimin U'manda L'Yadei Bina. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have depth of understanding. Shemar V'Tachlifa Barmarava Amik Meid Rabbi Yevo Amalei Aton Mehasa Masnisana. You learn it out from there. Anam Mehech Masnin. I learned it from a different pasuk. The siv who believe kol chacham leiv nasati chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in regards to the construction of the Mishkan, for those whose hearts are chacham leiv, I gave them chachma. Chazal here understanding that because they already had chachma, I gave them more. Amar of Chizda, we spoke about dreams. That dreams a person needs to mevakesh rachamim about. So Chizda says, Kol chalom v'lo tavis. So Chizda exclaimed that every dream should not have any fasting, because if chas v'chalila there was fasting inside, then Rav Chizda said that that would be a very bad omen. V'amar Rav Chizda, chalma delo mifasher ki igrosa delo mikarya. A dream that has not been explained is like a letter that hasn't been read. V'amar Rav Chizda, lo chalma tova mikayim kula. Not in every good dream, not everything is fulfilled. Lo chalma bisha mikayim kula. And vice, and as well, the inverse as well, any bad dream, not all of it is also fulfilled. V'amar Rav Chizda, chalma bisha adif michalma tova. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Rashi explains, because a bad dream brings a person to tshuva. V'amar Rav Chizda, chalma bisha itzvosei mistaye. A bad dream, it's sadness that brings that's brought along with it. The melancholy that comes after, the fear that comes with it, that itself is part of the reward, the onesh of the dream. In other words, it could very well be that the sadness and fear that comes along with a bad dream itself becomes enough of the onesh that the actual physical parts do not have to take place. And similarly, chalma tova chedvei mistaye. A great dream could be that it's fulfilled with the emotions that come along with it. Amar Rav Yosef, chalma tova filu didi b'dechusei mefafchalei. A good dream, even for me, keep in mind Rav Yosef was a blind man, the joy that brings along makes it nullified. Mefakha makes it nullified. In other words, I've experienced the joy by simply having the dream. V'amar Rav Chizda, chalma bisha kasha minagda. Rav Chizda also taught a bad dream is worse, saying nigud, that means getting hit. Shenemar v'alakim yisa she'iro milfanaf. As the Pasuk says, literally the Pasuk in Koelis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that you will have fear in front of him. However, Rabbi Bar Chana explained, V'amar Rabbi Bar Chana am Rabbi Yochan zeh chalom ra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes yira in front of you by putting a terrible dream in front of you. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Anovi asher itoy chalom yisaper chalom, v'asher dvari itoy yidaber dvari, emes, malateines habor, malateines habor, nu'um Hashem. Yirmiyahu describes and equates dreams to teven and bor, different types of grain. Yirmiyahu also speaks about two experiences of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a Navi experiences. One is a chalom, and there it says, Asher ito chalom yisaper chalom. And then there's dabri ito, that is what is often referred to as a chazon, a vision, so there is referred to as divrei emes, and it, somehow these two are correlated to teven and bor. A dream is equated to teven, and nevua to bor, to which the Gemara says, "V'chima inyim bor v'teven etzah chalom." What exactly is the allegory? Elo Amar Rabbi Yochum Shem Rav Shem Ba'yichai Kishem Sheyevsher Belor Lebor Below Teven. Just like it's not possible to have grain without some type of teven, teven being the chaff and the bad parts of the grain. The grain. So too, it's impossible to have a dream without bad things. Even though part of the dream is fulfilled, the entire dream is not fulfilled. We learned that from Yosef. Yosef described in his dreams the sun and the moon going to Nunheim Abeza. And at that time, his mother wasn't around. And his mother was the allegory of a moon. And she had not been alive, so there was a part of his dream that wasn't accurate. Amar Rabbi Levi, la'olim yitzap adam l'chalom tov ad chav beis shana. A person should wait for a good dream to be fulfilled for 22 years. Min olmi Yosef, t'chsiv eila toldos Yaakov Yosef ben 17 shana. The story began when Yosef was 17 years old, when he had the dream. Yosef ben Shoshim Shana b'amdu l'fnei Paro, and Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paro. I mean, Shvasri ad Tlasin Kamehav Tlasri. There were 13 years between that moment and when he stood in front of Paro. Vishav de Shiva, and then there was the Sava, there were the 7 years of plenty, Vitarti de Kafna, and the two of the famine, Hachaf Beis, that equals 22. Amar Avuna La'olam Toiv, La'adam Toiv, to a good person, a marin loy chaloim Toiv, they don't show him a good dream, La'adam Ra, a marin loy chalum Ra. They don't show him a bad dream. Tanya Amihachi Kol Shnosav Shel David Loi Ra Chalom Toiv Kol Shnosav Shel Achitofel Lo Ra Chalom Ra. Consistent with the above idea, David never saw a good dream. Achitofel never a bad dream. Foxiv asks the Gemara, but didn't we learn in a pasuk Lo Suuna Elecha Ra? The pasuk in Tehillim says that no bad will appear before you. Yet we say that David only had bad dreams. Vamar Rav Chizda Amar Rav Yirmiyo Bar Av Shlo Yivi Ahaluch. So Rav Chizda elaborated on this pasuk. One of the things that he elaborated in the pasuk was this idea that you shouldn't have bad dreams, as well as not have bad thoughts, as well as not to find your wife a nida. But what's most important when coming back from a trip? What's most important for our Gemara, though, is the question in regards to the fact that David asked for not having a bad dream. So answers the Gemara, Eliihu lo chazile. He himself did not see it. David and all good people don't see a bad dream. If they're zocha to mekayim the pasuk lo suna elecha ra'a from Tilim Tzadi Aleph. However, achrinu chazile. But others see it about him. Asks the Gemara, v'chi lo chazi'ihu ma'al yisahu? If he doesn't see, is that a good thing? Nikra Reya. Whoever stays for 7 days and doesn't have a dream is called Ra. In other words, in Shamayim, they don't like him. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, Yiras Hashem l'chaim v'saveya yolin bal yipoked Ra. Al darshan, al tikre saveya, Elosheva, that someone who waits for seven sheva yolim by yipoked ra, then that's a bad thing. Elohachi kamar, so it can't be that David didn't have a dream and that being a good thing. The chazav lo yodam aichaz, it must be that he saw and he didn't know what he saw. Amar Avuna Barami Amar Rabbi Pidas Amar Rabbi Yechon Roy Chalom Venafshe Aguma. If someone sees a dream and his soul is in pain, emotional pain, he should go and search for its interpretation in front of three. Yipatrenu, they should interpret it. Vamar of Chizda, Cham de lo Mifshar, Kagrasa de lo Mikaryo. Is it such a good idea to interpret the dream? But didn't we say earlier that Rav Chizda had said that a dream that's not interpreted is like a redder that's not read? In other words, better leave your dream uninterpreted, therefore it won't be fulfilled. And opposed to, if it's interpreted, then if it's a bad interpretation, then it will get fulfilled according to what we had learned. Eloima says the Gemara, Yativenu bifnei shoshe. You should do what's called hatavas chalom in front of three people. The Gemara now describes the process of hatavas chalom. Leisi tleisa, he brings three people, v'leimalehu, and he says to them, chalma tova chazoi. He asserts that he saw a good dream. V'leimerle, and they immediately respond, Hanach tovahu, that it was good. V'tova lahavi, and it will be good. Rachmana l'shavya l'tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn it into good. Sheva zimnin l'zor l'cham in shemayin d'lahavi tov, yahavi tov. And they should decree in heaven 7 times that it is good, and it will be good. V'leimru, gimel hafuchos, and they say in front of him 3 hafuchos. In other words, over here, chas v'chalil, it seemed that it wasn't good to transform it to be good. V'gimel peduyos, and 3 redemptions. V'shalosh shlomos, and 3 messages of shalom, of peace. What are these 3 hafuchos? Shalosh hafuchos, hafachta misvedilim ocholi, pitachta saki v'adrezreni simcha from Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis. The pasuk describes in Yirmiyo the rejoicing of the young and the old. What a beautiful pasuk! HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes he will turn their mourning into joy. the third pasuk that they quote is from Dvarim V'loi V'Hashem Elokech L'Shmaya El Bilam V'Yafoich, that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to the curse of Bilam and he turned them over. Shalosh Peduyos, three forms of redemption. Nechsiv Pidei B'Shalom Nefesh Mikarev Li Fduy Hashem Yishuvun, the beautiful pasuk Yishayo, the previous one was from Tehillim, Fduy Hashem Yishuvun Huvabitz Uvotzion Birina, that those who were redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu return. Baruch Hashem Tarat Yisrael. The third, Vayomer Amel Shol Hayoynes and Yomus Asher Asa HaYeshua. Shlomo's three ideas of Shalom Dechsiv Bar Nivs Vasayim Shalom Shalom Rachot Lekarav Amar Shem Rafasiv. Second pasuk, Veruach Lov Shal Es Amosai Vamartem Koy Lechoy Vata Shalom Uveisecha Shalom. So these pasukim are said to transform anything that might have chas chalila been bad into shalom. Amemar Zutar Ravashi Havi Yosvi Bahadi Adadi. Amemar Marzutar Ravashi were sitting together. Amri, they decided, Kol Chad V'Chad Min On Leim Melsa De Lo Shmi Alei L'Chavre. Each one of us will teach the other something new that they hadn't heard before. Pazach Amea, one of them began and said, V'Amar, Hai Man D'Chazi Chama V'Lo Yoda Mai Chazi. Someone who saw a dream doesn't know what he saw. Leikim he should stand in front of the Kohanim at the time that they spread out their hands, in other words, in Berchas Kohanim, and say the following, I am yours. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge of everything. You could transform and form my dream. I had a dream, I don't know what it is. Whether I dreamed about myself or was about my friends, or my friends dreamed about me, or I dreamed on others. If it was a good dream, strengthen it. If it requires repair, they should be healed. Like the waters of Mara through Moshe Rabbeinu, as Miriam was healed from Mitzarasa, as Chizkio was healed from his sickness, just like you transformed Bilam's curses to blessings, so too you should transform all of my dreams for good. Amen. And he finishes at the moment they say Shalom, and at that moment he finishes with the tzibur and says Amen. V'lo, and if they are not done le'mahachi, then he should say the following: Adir b'marim shechem gvura ata shalom v'shimcha shalom yiratzel fenecha shetosim aleinu shalom. And thus he concludes with the Kohanim. This was the first teaching that one had taught that the others had not known in the sitting of Amei Marmar Zutra and Ravashi. Pasach Hiduch, the other one opened up and he taught something else. So we have the second teaching of the group. Pasach Hiduch V'Amar Haimadayel Masa. Someone is going up to a city and he's going to be new there. Udachil, and he is afraid Me'ena Bisha from an Ayin Hara. Linket Zikva Dide Diimana Biyada the Smali. He should take Zikva is his thumb of his right hand and put in his left hand. Vizikva Diyada the Smali, the thumb of his left hand and put it into his right hand. Vele Mahachi, and he should say the following. Ano Ploini Ber Ploini, I am Reuven, let's say the son of Shimon. Mizera de Yosef, from the descendants of Yosef, Kasina, that's where I stem from, Delo Shalta Be'ayin Abisha, that Nayin Hara doesn't affect them, Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ale Oyin, this is the bracha, of course, that Yaakov Avinu gives to Yosef, and here we darshin, Al Tikri Ale Oyin, Elo Oile Oyin, Oile Oyin being, they are above the eye, above the eye, above an ayin hara, that their peros, ben paras Yosef, the peros of Yosef, are above a bad eye. Literally, the pasuk means charming to the eye, but it means, according to this drasha, oile ayin, above the eye. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that there is another source that we use to show the power of Yosef, that someone should daven about being mizera de Yosef in order that ayin hara not affect him. Mehachav yidgu l'rov bekerev aretz. Same parsha where Yaakov Avinu blesses Yosef, children, that they should prolificate like fish. Just like the fish, the water covers them, and ayin hara doesn't affect them. So too, when it comes to their descendants, so then Yosef's descendants, ayin ra, doesn't affect them. But if he is afraid of an evil eye, delay of his own, in other words, that he's afraid that he's going to look at someone else with an ayin hara, let's say he should peer atirfa de nechira de smoli, the left nostril of the individual. This is a very cryptic line in the Gemara. There are mikubalim that try to explain what is the significance of the left nostril. This is not Kabbalah Yomi, this is Daf Yomi. So we'll continue on. Take a look at some basic pshatim in the Hamasif. The Gemara continues, Basach idaf lamar, hay man decholish yoma kama. Someone who's sick on the first day, in other words, the first day of the work week, what we call Sunday, lo legally, he shouldn't reveal it, keechadol lisra mazale, in order that he shouldn't make worse his mazel. Mikan ve'elech legally. Afterwards, he can reveal and tell people. Ki hada Rava, kevecholish yoma kama lo migli. Rava did not reveal when he was sick on a Sunday. Mikan ve'elech, amale l'shmaye, but every other day he would tell his shamish, the one who was serving him, took care of him, poik, go out, achris, rava cholish. Man derachem le, liboy alai, rachem. Whoever has mercy on him should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy from him. Uman desani le, and whoever hates rava, lichti le, should rejoice. Uksiv, bin falo vecha al tismach, ubekashla al yogel lebecha, pen yira Hashem v'rabbeinov, v'hoshiv, may Allah vapo. So if someone doesn't like someone else and rejoices in his downfall, so then in the end, the individual who is disliked will end up benefiting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take his sickness away because his enemy had rejoiced over him. So Rava says, it's good. If there's anybody that hates me, will rejoice. It's only better benefit for me, and those who like me will daven for me. Shmuel kiavechazach al-mabishna. When Shmuel saw a bad dream, Omar, he quoted the pasuk in Zechariah, "V'chalomos hashav yidaberu hevel." The literal meaning of the pasuk is describing false neviim saying hevel. However, Shmuel played on the pasuk and said the chalomos shav should be considered hevel. Ki avachazeh chal matum. When he saw a good dream, he's Omar. He said, "V'chalomos hashav yidaberu." Is it the chalomos are nothing? V'aksiv b'chalom adaber bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I speak to my Nevi'im in Chalomos. In other words, to elevate it into a Nevi'us. Rava asks the following question. K'siv b'chalom adaber bo, u'k'siv b'chalomos hashav yidaberu. So these two contradictions. One says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking through dreams. The other is dreams being for naught. Lo'ikasha kanal yidei malach, kanal yidei shade. One is talking about is through a malach. Then in such a case, it is significant. However, if it's done through a shade, then it is not significant. Amar Bizna Bar Zavd, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Amar Panda, Amar Nochum, Amar Rabbi Birai, Mishum Zem Echad, Umanu Rabbi Binoa, Esen Va'arba, Potre Chalomos HaYerushalayim. There were 24 people who could interpret dreams in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Chalamti Chalom, I dreamt something, Valachti Etzel Kulam, and I went to hear from all of them interpretations. And whatever one said, another gave a different interpretation. V'kulam niskaimbi. And all of their interpretations were fulfilled. L'kayim ha'shnem ha'kol ha'chalomos holchim achar ha'peh. To fulfill what we had said, and this is a yisod that keeps on recurring in our Gemara, and that is that it is not the dream which determines, but rather it's the interpretation. So that's the meaning. How it's interpreted is what's going to be the reality. Asks the Gemara, does every single dream follow the interpretation? Krahu? Is that a pasuk? Where do you see that in a pasuk? That you said, shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol ha'cholomos halchem achar ha'peh. In, so answers the Gemara, yes, it is a pasuk. Kudu Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Lazar, Menai, she kol ha'cholomos halchem achar ha'peh, shenemar, vihi kasher pasod lanu, kein ha'ya.
Sarah Mashkim tells Paro, as Yosef interpreted, that's what it was. In other words, the interpretation became the reality. But it has to be within the spirit and within the dream. Shenemar ishke chalomo pasar. He interpreted the dream along the lines of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had indicated. We now analyze the pasuk that the baker saw. Mino yada. How did the baker know that Yosef's interpretation was correct? Amar Rabbi Lozim Lamish Kol Echad Echad Her Ohu Chalomo Upisron Chalomo Shel Chavero. Each person, the Sarah Mashkin and Sarah Ofim, were shown a dream as well as an interpretation of their friend's dream. Amar Rabbi Yochan Hishkim Nafalo Pasuk Toch Piv Harezu Nevuah Ktana. If a person awakens and a pasuk falls into his head, then that's akin to a small nevuah. Amar Rabbi Yochan Gimel Chalomos Meskaimin. There are three dreams that are become fulfilled. Chalom shel shachris, dream in the morning, the chalom shel chalom lo chavero, and a dream that his friend dreamt about him, the chalom shel niftar b'sel chalom, as well as a dream that is interpreted within a dream. Some say also a dream that repeats itself. Shenemar vale hishanos hachalom Yosef hatzadik responds to the repetition of the dream. In other words, there's significance in the dream's repetition. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan, ein marin lo la'adam elo mihurhure libo. A person is only seen, gets to see a dream, what his heart has been thinking about. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Daniel, ant malko rayonech al mishkavach. Silku, you leave off with the thoughts that are in your mind. The dreams tend to follow the thoughts that are in a person's mind. This is also a pasuk in Daniel. People don't see a palm tree of gold, says Rava, nor do they see an elephant dancing on top of a needle during their dreams, because they don't dream about things that they don't think about at all. People don't think about such strange phenomena. At first glance, the idea that how a person interprets the dream is going to affect the reality of the dream is a little bit hard to understand. The Maharsha in Dibra Maschel Shekola Chalomos quotes that Sefer Akedas Yitzchak that has a long discussion about this. The Maharsha's approach actually is very much reminiscent to the approach of the Nefesh HaChaim on other topics. In fact, the Nachlas David, in his drush, Osei Talmud Reb Chaim Volozhiner, has something similar along those lines. And the approach of the Maharsha is the following. He says, a dream is not a nevuah, is not an absolute message of what is going to be. Rather, what the mouth says about the dream is going to be even more important than the dream himself. And he says, here, I'll read the words of the Maharsha. Ve'ein zeh dover zar lekabel. This is not something strange to accept. Ki kamosh metziv sheyesh koach b'nefesh ha'adam lifol be'eino letov. Ki dechsiv tov ayin hu yivarach. We know that the Gemara tells us, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, that someone who has a good eye can give off bracha ve'chein behefach b'ra. Ayin kebilam, that Bilam had a bad eye, and that could be mashpi on others. And we see alte brachas hedyet kala be'inecha. V'chein adavru zeh sheniten koach lepe leholiches ha'chalom k'lefi pisrono. As long as the mouth is within the confines of the chalom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to people the power to define the dream. This is very reminiscent, in my mind, to the idea of lo vashamayimi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the general confines of Torah and asks us to do the best to interpret it, and that becomes our reality. As well, the idea of the Nefesh HaChaim, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach is dependent on Klal Yisrael. The manifestation of God in this world is dependent on Klal Yisrael, because we have a chelek elokam mimal inside of us. I record this right before, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the night before Rosh Hashanah. This is the whole idea of Kedesha Tamlichuni Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to coronate us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us, as you're listening to this before Yom HaKippurim, doesn't need us, on the one hand, to be Mamlechim. On the other hand, He does. The manifestation of godliness in this world is dependent on Klal Yisrael as a Nefesh HaChaim is Ma'arich and Shar Aleph. Without us being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there is a Chisaron in the Malchus. Without us being Mitahir ourselves on Yom HaKippurim, there is a Chisaron of Tahara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Similarly, the dream HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to those who interpret it, and he says, if you stay within the confines of the dream, then as our above Gemara said, you could sway it Latov, because the power of Dibur Tov and an Ayin Tov is so, so powerful. Bezras Hashem, this concludes the Gemara component of Daf Nun Hei, and we now go on to a couple of halachos that come out of our Agadita. Our first halacha topic from Daf Nun Hei is the centrality of Kedushas Ha'aron in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the Aron Kodesh in the teachings of one of my great Rabbeim, Rav Herschel Schechter. The Gemara tells us something very, very powerful, and the lesson behind it can be applied in many different areas. The Gemara told us that the original Tzivui in Parshas Truma, on the first wide line, on Nehei Amud Aleph, that Parshas Truma first brings down the Aron, yet Bezalel, when he constructed the Aron, the Pasuk describes it doing the opposite in Parshas Pekudei, and has him constructing the structure first. The Gemara attests to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had actually heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that first the Mishkan should be created, constructed, and Bezalel, because of his tremendous Chachma that he was, what Moshe Rabbeinu describes as Bezel Kel, inferred from Moshe Rabbeinu's command, even though Moshe had instructed the opposite, he had first mentioned the Aron, nevertheless Bezalel said that the minug, the custom of the world, is of course to first build the outside and then put in the Aron. What the Gemara never explains is why exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu then first describe the Aron. According to the Torah that Rav Soloveitchik said, and was put together beautifully by Rav Schechter, and even applied halacha l'maisa by Rav Schechter, in disagreement with another great Rebbe of mine, Rav Nevensal, we have a greater depth of understanding of both Moshe's thinking and Bezalel's, and then Be'ezer Hashem, no pun intended, we will go on to the Torah of Chabad, Chochma Bina and Das, the Torah of Bezalel, a Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichrona Levracha, emphasis on Zichrona Levracha. We'll pull together the Pshat idea, the halachat idea, with the very important yisod in Chassidus. Soloveitchik made a very strong diuk. By the way, a lot of this is quoted in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi Siman Yud Beis. What was thrilling to me was to find that in the Rav's letters, which were later put out as Igros HaGrid, many of these ideas are mentioned there as well as a historical item, the Sefer of the Brisker Rav Al Rambam has some letters, and one of them is a correspondence between him and Rav Soloveitchik about Kedushas Aron. One of Rav Soloveitchik's brilliant diukim was that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira does not mention the Aron as one of the Kelim, and introduces the Aron with a historical phenomenon. The Rambam starts out in Perek Hei, if I'm not mistaken, in Beis HaBechira, and says, don't think that there was no Aron during Bayis Sheni. There was an Aron, but that Aron had been hidden. Why does the Rambam start out in such a manner? As well, Rav Soloveitchik in other contexts pointed out that the Rambam does not mention the Aron in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Chaf, if I'm not mistaken, as one of the Kelim in the Migdash. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the Kedushas HaMigdash was entirely dependent on the Luchos and the Torah that were inside of the Aron, and therefore the Aron was the definition of Kedushas HaMigdash. And that's the reason why the Rambam doesn't count it as a Kli. The Aron wasn't a Kli, that has an afkamina in terms of how you understand Bakosef Yiso, when the Pasuk, take a look at the Rav's letters in this regard, as well as my dear friend Rav Tani Cohen also has an article about this, building on his father-in-law's, Rav Schechter's Shtikl Torah over here in Eretz HaTzvi. Since the Aron is not one of the Kalim, therefore, the Aron's purpose is different. The Aron's purpose is a tnai, a condition for Kedushas HaMikdash. Without the Aron and the Torah, for Kedusha to happen in Klal Yisrael, everything starts with Kedushas HaTorah. And without the Aron, there wouldn't be Mikdash. That's what the Rambam is telling us in Beis HaBechira, when the Rambam says, don't think that during the second Beis HaMikdash, even though we didn't have the Aron above ground, of course the Aron was below ground, because otherwise
the Kedushas HaMikdash would not exist. This is also echoed, Rav Shechter points out in the Ramban al Torah, that the Torah repeats itself to go out of its way to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the Mishkan HaEdus, to tell us that without the Mishkan HaEdus, then there wouldn't be Hashra's Shechina. The entire Kedushas HaMikdash is dependent on the Aron. In Kenim Advarim, if that is so, and that explains so many Rambams, one could explain, Rav Shechter suggests, a very interesting machlokus between the Ramban and the Ran. In the beginning of the fourth parak of Megillah, there's a discussion how you look at Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Do we say Kedushas Beis HaKnesses has a status of Tashmishei Kedusha, or rather has the halacha of Tashmishei Mitzvah? Ramban argues that it has a status of Tashmishei Mitzvah, and for that reason, if the tzibur decides that's no longer in use, just like the rule is that those things that are used for a mitzvah could be nizrak and they could be thrown away, so too when it comes to the Beis HaKnesses, if the people in the shul decide, the Mishnayis in Megillah have rules about how to do it, b'zayin tov yer, b'maymid an she'ir, etc., but then in such a case, the halacha is that it can be sold, because it, just like its tashmishei mitzvah can be gotten rid of, so too the Beis HaKnesses. However, Ran disagrees. Ran says it does not seem to him that the halachas of Zayin Tov Yehir B'maymid An She'ir is a just simply a decision that's no longer usable. He says when they sell it, there is a form of pidyon that's taking place, and he argues that its status is one of Tashmishei Kedusha. Rav Shechter pointed out that if you take his Rebbe's Mahalach, Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach, our Grand Rebbe's Mahalach, to suggest Kedusha's HaMikdash is dependent on the Aron, maybe we could explain the Shita of the Ran. Because at the end of the day, one could ask, where is the Tashmishei Kedusha, Rav Shechter points out, that's taking place in the Beis HaKnesses? It's there for davening and so on. That's all Tashmishei Mitzvah. Where's the Tashmishei Kedusha? But if you say that the center of the shul is defined by the Aron, and that's what defines Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, as in the Migdash, he points out that there are some Rishonim that say that the Kavod Beis HaKnesses is modeled after Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Shita, the Urayim, and others. So he argues in such a case, it could very well be that this is the position of the Ran, that the Tashmishei Kedusha comes from the fact that the entire Beis HaKnesses is there to serve for the shul, and all of its Kedusha emanates from that. My Rebbe Rav Nevinsa, when I told this over to him, had a couple of objections. Number one, Rav Nevinsal said that Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Tezayin suggests that in those days there was a special Erev that was constructed from the Beis HaKnesses to a, for lack of a better term, a safe room that was adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses, where they would bring a Sefer Torah back and forth. It seems that in those days, they did not have the Aron in the shul. And clearly, there were already halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses already in the time of the Gemara. So if that's so, that would be problematic if they didn't hold the Aron there. Some have tried to suggest or defend Rav Shechter's Mahalach to point out that it could be that wherever they had the Sefer Torah during davening, before it was put back in a safe room that was separate and distinct from the shul, that area, what we call today probably the bima, is where the source of the Kedusha was, and hence it could be that from there the Kedusha emanated for Tashmishei Kedusha. But l'chura of Nevinsal's objection is a decent one. Secondly, if you take a look at the Ran himself, I, Lanias Daiti, am not convinced that that's what the Ran meant when he spoke about Tashmishei Kedusha. The Ran, when he describes Tashmishei Kedusha, is he describes a place, Sha'omrim Sham Dvarim Shebekdusha. It seems, according to the Ran, it's because we say Dvarim Shebekdusha over there that gives the Beis HaKnesses status of a Tashmish Kedusha. If that would be so, the nafkamina between these two approaches, according to Rav Shechter's Mahalach, a Beis HaKnesses is defined as a Beis HaKnesses if it's a place that is miyuad for Kedushas HaTorah, if it is designated, particularly if it has an Aron. How he deals with Rav Nevinsal's Rashi, I don't know, but in general, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard from him that if it has an Aron, so that's the source of Tashmishei Kedusha. According to the way we're presenting it, if it's a Makom, who am I to disagree with my great Rebbe? I'm not disagreeing, but I'm just pointing out, in the Lashon of the Ran, one could have argued a slight difference of Mahalach, as well as the fact that Rav Nevinsal didn't accept it this way, but rather the simple wording of the Ran, although the Mahalach that Rav Schechter suggests is absolutely beautiful, but in terms of the Ran, whether this is the Pshat, in the words of the Ran, an area that is designated as Miyuad, to say Dvarim Shebikdusha, maybe that itself will give it the status of a Beis HaKnesses, even if it does not have an Aron. According to all of the above, we understand now why Parshas Truma starts out with the Aron, because that was the Yesod that the Rambam and the Ramban are both bringing out, and that is the definition of Mikdash starts with the Aron. On the other hand, Bezalel, notice, let's be medayik in the Lashon HaGemara, Minhago Shel Olam, the minhag of the world is you first build the construct and then put the Aron inside of it. We could connect this to the Chachma of Chabad. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Levracha pointed out that the repetition of Parshas Vayakla and Pekudei is based on the idea of Bezalel's brilliance, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chabad is the ability to take the ideals of Torah and putting them from the Migdash Ilah, the upper Migdash, and putting it down into the Migdash Tata. So in the world of theory, it all starts with the Aron, and that's first what should be done first. Maybe that's the way in the Migdash Ilah, in the heavenly Migdash, you could first construct the Aron. However, says Bezalel, Minhago Shalolam, the way in which this world works is, if you want to place something down, it needs to be protected. Particularly, if it's the holiest thing that mankind has, it's Torah, first it has to be protected. That's the Chachma Bina Das, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Levracha taught us. On the one hand, the most critical part for all the Migdash is clearly the Aron, particularly for the Beis HaMigdash. On the other hand, that is why Bezalel specifically puts down the walls to be able to protect it. So, Rabosai, let's not forget that all of the surrounding part of Yadus is surrounding the walls, the Kalim, the menorah, etc., are all there surrounding the Kedushas HaTorah, but at the same time, we need to use Chachma, Bina, and Das to be able to take the ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the Migdash Ilah, and make it practical in the Migdash Tata, and this is the Yesod of the Halacha. Clearly, in the Migdash, everything emanates from the Aron, and in terms of the Ran, there are two different Mahalchim that we presented above. Bezras Hashem, our second topic, Lahalacha from Daf Nun Hei, is the subject of dreams and was referred to in Halacha and Hatovas Chalom, as Hatovas Chalom. At the end of the Daf Shir, we spoke about the Maharsha's approach of how important interpretation is for Chalom. And in terms of Halacha Lemaisa, let us take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Chaf, and then read a couple important points that are made by contemporary poskim that mitigate some of the things in our sugya. First of all, la halacha. The Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Chaf Sif Aleph, Haroya chalom v'nafshei aguma, if a person sees a dream and he's troubled by it, yativenu, he should make it good. And that fits in with Marsha's idea that it's possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the possible to sway a dream to good. Ba'apei tlas in front of Fried, Rachmele, who have mercy on him. V'leima ba'apeu, and he should say in front of him, Chalma tova chazoi, v'leim ru'inu tova v'ud tova lehavi. And we have either the girsa of the Gemara spells out in Nehem Abbas, almost entirely the whole appropriate text for Hatavas Chalom. It should be noted that the Kaf HaChaim quotes a version of Hatavas Chalom from Mikubalim. In an uncharacteristic fashion, someone told me that the Piskei Tshuva's Rav Rabinovich is very much involved with many issues in mental health. Rav Rabinovich, the order of the Piskei Tshuva, in an unusual part of his Sefer, has quite a long polemic in Os Aleph in Simrei Shchaf, where he says that many, many Gedolei Poskim and Hasidic masters pointed out that most components of concern of Chalomos that Chazal had do not apply today. He writes the following,
quoting in the name of the Chazon Ish, va'af kimat shelo hayumorim lasos seder hatavas achalom olam haribon shalom shas birchas kohanim. He said, many gedolei achronim mitu me'od b'nesinas tzumas levelim. They didn't pay too much attention. He quotes a letter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, oh, you think you had a bad dream to worry about. I had worse dreams many times, and I don't pay very much attention to it. The Piskei Tshuvas proves that the Shaar HaTzion in our Simeon Kuf Chaf says that if a person has a dream after a fast, after he's weak, he should just assume that the fast was the bad dream was due to the difficult circumstances that he was surrounded by. He says, therefore, here comes the big leap. Comes along the Piskei Tshuvas and he says, for that reason, today, where unfortunately, there is a barrage of devastating things that all humanity is exposed to through the media. In contrast to the time of Chazal, where someone lived in a hamlet, they did not hear of murders and kidnappings, etc., etc., terrible things, terrorist attacks, and so on. So that the notion of having a violent dream, or for that matter, any other disturbing dream, was not so common, because they weren't exposed to it. As our Gemara already had told us, that what a person thinks about during the day is going to affect his dream. That's what the Gemara said, three lines from the bottom of the Daf Nun Hey. Hence the Gemara said that if someone dreams about an elephant jumping on the head of a needle, so then such a case has no significance, because that's not something that a person is thinking about. If these thoughts are put into a person's head because of some type of tsar, so in such a case, the Shaar HaTzion and Sifkat and Alf concludes one does not need to worry about it. Hence argues Rav Rabinovich that most instances today, it could very well be that the Gedolei Torah would say not to pay attention at all, because unfortunately, due to the terrible exposure we have in media. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Aleph talks about the idea that the average person was not included in Chazal's concern about chalomos. Only people who are anshei maisa, for example, someone who eats a lot. Unfortunately, I am included in this as well. Someone who eats before they go to sleep. There are many who say that that encourages, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that that might as well encourage dream. Only a poresh who's everything that he does is Oski Cheshbon, so then in such a case, his dreams are going to have significance. Nevertheless, we should just review a couple of the halachos, and that is the idea of getting three people. The Mechaber says that they should be people who love him, who would be swayed to turn the dream into something good, as we mentioned again before, that how people are mative is extremely important. Therefore, the poskim say that not only there's no halach like edus or anything like that, but krovim as well would be acceptable. This is quoted in the Tshuvas Hanhagos from Rev Shtermuch from the Brisker Rav, that he would do a hatava shalom with relative, and ideally they should be gedolei Torah. The Piskei Tshuvas is unsure of who should be doing hatavas shalom for a woman. However, he says, just like we pass in Yaradei and Simon Reish Chof Ches, that a husband could be sent by his wife to be mater nedarim for her, so too he believes the same thing could be done for Hatavas Chalom. It would seem to me that there's no reason why a woman could stand in front of other women as well to do Hatavas Chalom. At the same time, of course, whoever's doing that Tavas Chalom should internalize what the significance is. Particularly, we emphasize to see the Marsha on our Gemara. HaTavas Chalom could be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though fasting on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the dream, on the one hand, is suggested. At the same time, there is a discussion, Simen Reish Peches, if Halacha L'maisa, we fast on Shabbos in the case of a dream, but nevertheless, no problem of doing Hatavas Chalom on Shabbos, and should be done because it's reason makdim and mitzvos as quickly as possible. The Aruch HaShulchan Siv Dalid suggests that the concept of Hatavas Chalom with three would follow also the general rules of Bezin, that we know the concept of a Yochin Mumche could judge on his own. And he argues if you go to a Talmud Chacham that would qualify as a Yochid mumche. So then in such a case, Hashulchan advocates going to a big Talmud Chacham, telling him the dream, and then he will be poter itlatov. Again, the whole concept being that the interpretation of the dream is critical as long as it stands within the confines of the dream and it's miskabel, its meaning. If for the person who dreamt it, if he's searching for a meaning, he finds acceptable. So the Aruch HaShulchan says this is the old custom that instead of broadcasting it to three, however, he should go to a Rav he trusts and he feels close to and ask him to give a positive pitaron to his dream. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topics from Daf Nun Hey.